Blog Talk Radio.
Soldier, rise away.
There's no reason for you to lose your mind, 'cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time. If I
truly thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Ed Miah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So, indeed, very, very thankful to the Most High. Yes, utmost thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. Yes, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very, very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the blessing. Yes, indeed, for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, He has told me. That I have for His cause some very, very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He told me I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. For that, brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, He's told me. That I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He told me I must tell you things. that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence my brothers and sisters, if they could, yes, if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that since the dawn of human fall, indeed, I said since the dawn of human fall, every man of institutionality we see on earth, there has not yet been a return to that which the Most High declared eternal from the beginning, has in some way, form, or fashion, I said has in some way, form, or fashion, been an obstacle against man's pure and perfect return. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? An obstacle against man's pure and perfect return. The will, the thoughts, the design, the heart, conscience of the One Most High. Had this been true, I said, had it been true, let's put it this way, that men had returned to the will of Yah and had remained steadfast in what is the pure, perfect will of Yah. The truth is, my brothers and sisters, this world would have peace. And the kingdom of Yah will be manifest on the earth even now. The kingdom of Yah is not divided, my brothers and sisters. I said the kingdom of Yah is not divided. The kingdom of Yah that should be established upon this earth will have no varied contentions in it. In the day when that kingdom is established, the scriptures tell us, unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. From the rising of the sun to the west, all nations shall revere the One Most High. And in so doing, my brothers and sisters, all nations in allegiance to one king shall be as one nation. What this means, my brothers and sisters, is something very powerful. In so many ways throughout the earth, did you hear my brothers and sisters? In so many ways throughout the earth, men, not discerning it, have been subject to dark and not light. I said, in so many ways, men have been subject to darkness and not light. The light the Most High grants, the one vibration, the high truth of the Most High, inalienable, invariant, without change, always pure and perfect, does not allow for the multitude of contentions and divisions we see in this world today. The Most High is one. How dare men say that they are all functioning after his spirit, after so many differences? I think about the scriptures in the book of Jacob, called James. It says, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness nor shadow of change. There's no differences in the testimony of the Holy Spirit. The testimony of the Holy Spirit is a pure word. It's a complete word. It's a perfect word in all things. True to the Most High, no contention in it, no variances in it. Scripture says in the name of the Most High, 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, we must all speak the same thing. We must all speak the same thing. No divisions among us. Scripture tells us in the 3rd chapter, 1 Corinthians, if there's strife and divisions among us in any way, it says we function as carnal men. Because such diverse, contentious, polluted thinking is not of the spirit of Yah. So since the Spirit of the Most High, or let's just say the high vibration that is His light, has no variableness in it, nor shadow of changing. The scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness or shadow of changing. And we must understand that if there's differences among us, some of us are walking in the light and some are not. How, my brothers and sisters, shall this disparity that is among us be brought to an end? There's a reason why the scripture says, at Revelation 22:16, Yeshua said, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. A bright and morning star. What star, my brothers and sisters, comes up in the morning? In other words, here symbolically, like unto that morning star, the scripture says it comes suddenly at an instant. Unexpectedly. Think about it. They didn't have any way to record time in the night. You wake up in the middle of the night, it's dark. Do you have anything to let you know when suddenly, the sun shall arise? You wake up in the middle of the night now, and you have no clock in the room. And I can even think of times myself waking up middle of the night thinking that perhaps it was perhaps earlier in the night, but only had a few minutes left for to get up in the morning. I think many of you know the same. Well, all things considered, my brothers and sisters, what do you think it is that's going to cast out all the darkness, all the misrepresentation? One scripture relates Messiah, as I said before, the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. What does Isaiah 11 say concerning that one? He says, because he judges after the spirit and not after the flesh, he exposes all wickedness, all lawlessness. How about he exposes all that seems to be light to man, but is far from it? You ever stop to consider what the scriptures mean when the scripture says, those who walk in the land of darkness have seen a great light? Do you know do the people really realize that they had been in darkness? Do they realize that they walked in confusion? Do they realize that the many variances after which men have sought to call and establish for themselves allegiances, the many variances, my brothers and sisters, are not light, but darkness. The many variances are because there's some lie in the midst. Many variances occur because there's some truth that is missing. Well, Messiah is called not only the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, but the scriptures relate him also in Isaiah 40:27. Reading to about 41:4, it relates him as the one who comes forth as the righteous one, what it should have been translated as the righteous one likened to the rising sun. It's the one who casts out all the darkness. How about exposes whatever else seems to be light as darkness? Something's missing in the doctrine. Something, my brothers and sisters, without which man is still in the darkness, without which men are still functioning in their ignorance, without which, my brothers and sisters, man is still subject to those who keep men in darkness, without which, my brothers and sisters, man is still subject to those who would hide the truth that men never be in all things saved, made whole, and unto all things indeed truly free. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, that we recapture the knowledge necessary to confirm? I said to confirm all the fullness of the Holy Word. Let me repeat that again. Is it not time that we discern all that is necessary to confirm the fullness of a holy word? Or dare we believe that if we don't seek what is complete, that we are still yet perfected? I believe, my brothers and sisters, the time has come that we discern better than this. The book of Jacob, the same book that said that the light of the Most High, his gift, is an invariant light, also said if we break even one law, we're guilty as to the whole law. The light, the law, Most High, unbroken. Of the Most High, unbroken. That law, unbroken. That law which brings forth a pure and perfect standard after which there is only peace. Again, my brothers and sisters, it's a perfect word. Abraham was told to walk after and seek the perfect will of Yah. He didn't say any of the partial standards of the nations would be a blessing. Because if you uphold a multitude of partial standards, everybody picking and choosing as they will, you have no covenant at all. You really don't have an agreement. You don't have a mutual reference point. You have no reverence for Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, wherever men believe they can take away from the word according to some title that men uphold, it is in fact, my brothers and sisters, blasphemous irreverence. Blessed are they who will understand this. Scripture says if you break one law, you're guilty as the whole law. What about if you just choose not to accept some framework of knowledge that the Most High has foreordained all must uphold? So men deny what the Holy Spirit would teach. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, Scripture says. Brings all things to remembrance. At what wavelength, what vibration, what measure of conscience of men function if some of the most critical truths in the Bible are hid from men? I know Messiah said, there are many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp them yet. But the comfort of the Holy Spirit has not come. Conscience, man's conscience must be raised to a vibration true to the source from which the word came to rightly understand. Messiah himself said in so many ways then, just hearing a word spoken, reading a word written, is not sufficient for man to understand and discern at the level of conscience. I said at the level of conscience that is necessary not to err. Many take these words, twist them entirely out of context. Should not men ask why? Or should they not ask for what is necessary that men agree? So the word that we read will truly be a word of peace. Because think about it, a lot of people read these words, get their own ideas about them, and next thing you know, everybody's arguing. Everybody's filled with debate and doubt. It should never have been. Men reading the spirit, reading the words, my brothers and sisters, after the pure and perfect spirit, could not argue. They could only agree. And only when man has agreement in all things, the Most High has spoken, does man have a covenant with him. Maybe I need to explain that. What men call a covenant, but not true or not agreed to all the Most High has declared, is actually, my brothers and sisters, misagreement. It's not confirmation. It's not solidarity in the Most High. It's subjection to another. You break the law. You break the oath. You break the allegiance with Yah. Anytime men choose not to acknowledge fully and completely, perfectly, with the right understanding, all the Most High himself has spoken. Though there is much I could say concerning this on this night, the truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, I believe it is possible to make some of these things very easy to understand for those who will. I will simply say this to you. Those who listen to this show on a regular basis know that I often speak about the one the scriptures call the righteous one likened to the rising sun, the one called the morning star, the one called Shiloh, my brothers and sisters. I said the one called Shiloh. There's mention in Genesis 49, which I will tell you now, is the same one spoken of at Isaiah 49, called the righteous one like the rising sun. The same one that is called son of righteousness that arises in Malachi 4:2. The same one that is called angel from the rising sun or king of the east in Revelation 7:2 and Revelation 16:12. The same one, my brothers and sisters, the same one that the scripture speaks of, when the scripture says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand when I make thy enemies thy footstool. The same one. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the same one that the scriptures speak of at Isaiah 44. At Isaiah 44 through 4:7-6. And really, I tell you, speaking about the same one through the entirety. It speaks about the anointed one. All the way from the 40th to the 66th chapter of Isaiah. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah was well known in the days of the apostles? Well known by all these titles of which I just mentioned. Shiloh, Shashan Shah, Danka, Siotian, Mashiach. All these titles, my brothers and sisters. Son of Righteousness that arises. King of the East. Kurdi. All these were titles that he was known by and known very well. What was the expectation of the one who bore this title? It was the expectation of that one who, though men oftentimes read the scriptures and come up with varying ideals, he would come and must come, as the scripture says in John 1:1-3, as the word of the Most High that is from the beginning, as the word of the Most High that is invariant even unto all eternity, as the word of the Most High, brothers and sisters, therefore that is a constant. Why? Simply because the scriptures tell us in 1 Kefa, 1 Peter, 1:10-11. It says all the prophets spoke by the spirit of the Kurdi that was in them. Scripture calls them the word that is, if you will, from the beginning, even the word that is eternal. What does this mean? It means that he comes, that whoever it is that does not reckon this word according to the meaning that he brings, or that he restores, or that he brings to remembrance, is someone who is not walking true to his light, but still walking in the darkness. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. If everybody interpret these words purely and completely after initial divine intent, the arguments that men have, the contentions they have, the debate and doubt, the faithlessness that is so much inhabited men's souls, causing so much contention among peoples, simply stated, would not, could not exist. So the one who brings this word pure and complete who exposes all else as folly is surely then, my brothers and sisters, Shiloh. I said, surely then, my brothers and sisters, Shiloh, the Prince of Peace, wonderful counselor, the one whose kingdom, because there's no variance, no shadow changing in his testimony. Well, my brothers and sisters, he establishes the kingdom upon the truth with the Most High declared from the beginning, that that kingdom should endure forever, and there'll be no one to henceforth, my brothers and sisters, ever again to destabilize it. That is the hope of peace. I'd like to read a bit of scripture to you. A bit of scripture that is related as it is. And how about starting with Isaiah in the 8th chapter? Speaking of what Messiah is going to say to a world one day. One scripture relates it as he would come saying, the Most High has spoken to me not to walk in the way of this people. Don't call a covenant, if you will. But they call a covenant. Read in the 8th chapter of Isaiah. Scripture says, you finally come to saying, 8:16, bind up the testimony. In other words, take all that is written, consider it all conjunctively, bind the testimony, confirm. In other words, see how everything written in the law and the prophets, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, reinforces all else. See how every particular is consistent. I said is consistent with the mind of the Most High. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. In other words, those who would be his disciples, those who would be taught by him, he commands them all that they see the fullness of all of the testimony in perfect agreement. It says, and I will wait upon the Most High. In other words, I will seek the strength, the light, the wisdom, the truth of the one Most High, who has hid his face, the scripture says, from the house of Jacob, meaning that as much as men say they know him, there are particulars about him that definitively decide, this appearance is he. This conscience is his. That because men have had so many diverse allegiances, calling other ideals, if you will, a covenant or a confederacy, that men presuming so much darkness to be light, so much variant testimony to be light, that when the Most High seeks to reveal himself for the greater dimension of his conscience, so often men choose not to listen. So the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has warned us. I think about the scriptures in Hebrews. In the 12th chapter, it says, hearken to Yah, lest you fall from his grace. The Most High said that he would bless those who refuse to hear him fully, who refuse to follow his instruction, who refuse when he seeks to tell them the truth, to hearken to the fullness of what it is. Well, scripture says, I will wait upon the Most High who has hid his face from the house of Jacob. In other words, I look for the greater truth, greater definition as to who he is. And I will look for him. I will seek his wisdom beyond all else. And the scripture says, as to the law and the testimony, they speak not according to this word. It is because they have no light in them. Amazingly enough, my brothers and sisters, we have to consider something very powerful. When the scripture says that they speak not according to this word, they have no light in them. Amazingly enough, my brothers and sisters, the word that is there for light is actually one, my brothers and sisters, that means morning star. Messiah is called by that title. It is incredibly significant in the context of discerning. All the law and the prophets have spoken concerning the Messiah. And not to discern it is not even to discern, my brothers and sisters, what you need to look for and prepare for. Think about it. This is one who proves the difference between those who serve Yah and those who would serve him not. Did you hear me? Between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Those who serve in the light and those who serve in the darkness. Well, again, I'm telling you now, there's a magnificent truth. I said a magnificent truth. That early on was the belief of all those. I said was the faith of all those of the early church who sought him indeed as the Kurdi, Shiloh, Shashan-Shah, King of Kings. I pray you will understand what I mean when I say this to you. I pray you will understand it for the fullness of his meaning. They look for someone who would cast out, expose every misrepresentation. Did you hear me? Who would expose every misrepresentation as it concerns what is salvation and the way of the kingdom. See, if the Son or the King shall make you free under the kingdom, certainly you should be free indeed. If your rulers teach you otherwise, I repeat, if your rulers teach you otherwise or won't teach you what you need to know to be in all things true unto the Most High, how can you say you have been yet confirmed under the kingdom of the King and guiltless before the court when my brother and sisters, you, when all you've ever heard is the word of another who would claim to be a king, another who would claim to judge, but not according to what will rule, not according to the conscience that rules in the kingdom of Yah himself. Again, Yeshua said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Isaiah 11 says, this is the one who comes a second time to regather Israel as he had done it before. Scripture says he's out of the tribe of Judah. We're not talking about Moshe then. Moses was out of the tribe of Levi. Who out of the tribe of Judah regathered Israel before? Is expected. Who was that one expected out of the tribe of Judah? Who brought Israel before out of all the territories that was once considered the Kurdistan Empire, the empire that wound up absorbing under a monotheist revolution all the territories that were once Babylon, Egypt, Moab. Well, my brothers and sisters, a vast monotheist revolution occurred in the east when there came the one, I said, when there came that one, which was expected due to the prophecies, due to the prophecies of Isaiah and others before. Well, why did all these territories come to him? In the east, my brothers and sisters, even among polytheist nations, yes, there's even writings. Some of the things that were written in Egypt that speak of this one that we call the snakehead crusher. In the east, he's also known sometimes as Ophiuchus, the one who crushes the head of the snake, one who silences every double tongue. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says this one will prove every other man of doctrine that men have believed. He will count it and prove it foolish. Count it and prove it, my brothers and sisters, fallen. In fact, my brothers and sisters, scripture says he will expose every other doctrine as of the flesh, in so many ways of the flesh, and not of the Holy Spirit. That may not be, my brothers and sisters. In fact, it has not been what is common doctrine among the churches. Because think about it. A lot of your pastors get their seminary degrees from institutions that pass out generic degrees where they can go out and preach in any one of a multitude of variant institutions that though they today call themselves churches are founded upon what it cannot be a perfect confirmation of truth. Why? Very simple, my brothers and sisters. It is because I said it's because the very generic nature of the so-called degree that they
have
that is passed out among these institutions
was never
one that sought or even planned to teach men to expect ultimately what is the divine absolute. We must then, my brothers and sisters, seek a truth beyond all these variances. Or else, as Messiah himself said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. How about your leaders' contentions after all their variant ideals that men have called light, never having seen the greater exceeding brightness? Your righteousness must exceed all these variances, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. In the book of Jacob, same book that I mentioned earlier, we find scriptures also. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we find scriptures also related to the idea that it says we're scattered among the various nations. I said if we're scattered among the various nations. Most of the provocations, understand, various nations have varying ideals. So we have to ask ourselves a question. If a multitude of nations have a multitude of varying ideals, how can they be true to the kingdom of Yah? He said, if we're among a multitude of varying nations, he said, we are still required to come unto a perfect work. I mean, how about perfect allegiance unto the Most High? Said, we lack discretion necessary to get beyond this double-minded debate and doubt. Says we ought to ask of him. Well, I have something to say about this, my brothers and sisters. The expectation, did you hear me? The expectation of Messiah himself was always the expectation of one who would prove without question that every other testimony but his own is inviolable. I said, not viable in all things before the Most High himself. Powerful word, my brothers and sisters, to consider. I said a very powerful word to consider. But the question must be asked, how can men believe that 45,000 denominations teaching something different is true? Did you notice what the scripture just said? He said Messiah would come and said, if anyone speaks not according to this word, there's no light in them. In other words, the invariant light is not in them. Means they don't know who and what is the morning star. I want you to consider this scripture. Revelation 20, how about 2:26? He that overcomes and keeps my works to the end, that means to the fullness. In other words, keeps everything that he declared, nothing lacking. To him, he said, I will give. Did you say it? He didn't say to those who seek partiality. He didn't say that this overcoming is after the nation. He says to him who overcomes and keeps my works to the fullness then, I'll give him authority over the nations. Well, you don't get authority over the nations after the nations. Nor do you declare the kingdom, declare the truth of the kingdom of Yah after a multitude of partial standards. And he says, he shall rule them. How I shall rule over them with a rod of iron. In other words, I did not say after a standard that flexes and flinches according to people's varying ideals. There's much in this, my brothers and sisters, to be understood and understood rightly. So rule them with a rod of iron, as vessels of a potter that should be broken to shivers. I see a scripture, my brothers and sisters, said that if you have a brass pot, you can wash it and clean it and use it again, but if it's an earthen pot, and not be perfectly cleansed, it means that those who will not seek the fullness of the purging that occurs in the conscience the Most High would give. If man will not seek the purity and the utmost brilliant light, then my brothers and sisters, if man will not seek the ultimate utmost truth, then he's still kind of unstable with the world. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. Vessels of potter that should be broken to shivers. In other words, the devil will not be cleansed. Even as he received this discipline of his father. In other words, Messiah will come forth saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. I'm not turned back the rebellious way. What does that mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, that when he appears, Scripture says he will appear in Psalm 50 as the perfection of beauty. And he will indeed reprove all men according to the fullness of what is a covenant. He says those who keep the fullness of the word that he has declared. He says, I will give him the morning star. How about the light, my brothers and sisters, that exposes all else? Every other testimony is darkness. Isaiah 50:10-11, it says, he among you who would serve the Lord and has no light, serve the Most High and has no light. So let him trust in that one called by the name of the Most High and be saved by his Elohim. Saved by the one who teaches him. And Messiah will come forth saying, if you walk according to the sparks that you have kindled. In other words, he doesn't call it light. It's certainly not enough to cast out the darkness. And that's the nature of the wicked. Will always seek to preserve some lie in the midst of the doctrine. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, rebuking all sin, every lie. Scripture says Messiah has come to put away sin. He didn't say to preserve any of the illusions of man. Messiah comes as the word from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, the men and discern the word in an invariant manner. So what are these scriptures really telling us? Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, for the express purpose. Because the scripture says, if any man walks according to what seems to be light, that is not the light that he brings. There's a couple of scriptures that speak about this. Isaiah in the 60th chapter talks about when Messiah comes to show all Israel again, that light, it says, the nation will not walk according to that light, shall perish. Well, another one, Acts 3:18-23, comes to speak all that's contained in the law and the prophets, bringing full remembrance. Whoever will not hearken to that prophet should be cut off from among the people. Matthew 5:14-24. He said, your righteousness must see that of your leaders. Why? He said, your righteousness. He said, I've not come to destroy the law of the prophets, but the word fulfill that also means to confirm fully. He said, till heaven and earth pass away, and that really means till all false rule over this earth is no more. You continue to look for the fullness of the law and the prophets made manifest, as the Most High told me. Do you see all my will made manifest? You keep looking. Well, my brothers and sisters, I would simply say to us all, if we want to discern the difference between a true and a false prophet, examine to see whether his words give credence to, even unto the declaration of, all the Most High has spoken. Understand what I mean by that. Without a doubt, there's so much scripture that speaks about what I call the secret city prophecies from Genesis to Revelation. How is it that your rulers don't speak about it? They don't. They speak a false, fallen, foolish, fleshly, blinding, rather than an enlightening word. I had one pastor told me, he said he has a word for some folk. Now understand, he was basically telling me there were some truths that he didn't know or would not speak. But he said, for some folks, he has a word. In other words, it's sufficient for some folks. The question is whether it's sufficient enough to save or deliver someone to make them whole before Yah. Scripture says you break one law. How about if you choose to forget anything that he's declared? You're guilty as to the whole law. In other words, you have not completed it. I can only tell you that Rome knew that if they were going to destroy the faith, they may be subject to a multitude of contentious rulers. They had to destroy the idea that the faith itself is unto an absolute. What did they do? They took away the concept that you should have in the scriptures of him for whom you are waiting, the one who declares an absolute. Malachi says that he will expose all your priests in the third chapter. Isaiah 41 says he will expose all your kings. All of them have fallen short. Isaiah in the 41st chapter goes on even further. In the 21st verse, it says he will expose all the rulers who have not declared what from the beginning is the divine expectation. The very fact that such a one comes, my brothers and sisters, is a confirmation of all that is in the law and the prophets. In other words, if the leaders have not taught you to expect this, what you have accepted has not been sufficient to drive you to seek all truth. Well, I will even go as far as to say, Revelation 7th chapter says this one has the seal of the living God. That means that his conscience is true to all the Most High has declared in the full understanding of all that is the law and the prophets, that all might be restored unto righteousness. Not to seek such a one is to be innately incomplete, falling short of the covenant, falling short of the divine expectation, falling short of being confirmed unto the one Most High. Well, my brothers and sisters, how many are willing to accept such a thing? Because the scriptures are actually saying when Messiah appears, he's going to expose as unrighteous all these varying doctrines across the entire world. Is that what people want to hear? Well, scripture says those who will not hearken to this, they have no light in them. Well, my brothers and sisters, those who would awaken to discern fully what the Most High has said, I've said who would awaken fully what the Most High has said, are they who at last in all things, my brothers and sisters, will before the Most High be called complete, confirmed, steadfast assets. Then, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me? Could be called assets unto the kingdom rather than detriments. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, Rome sought to destroy this expectation of a pure, perfect word so they could infiltrate, pollute, corrupt, partialize, divide, and conquer. All these actions are works of the adversary. It takes a much higher conscience, my brothers and sisters, to expect and come to believe and come to receive the knowledge of truth that transcends an entire present global world conscience. Did you hear me, brothers and sisters? Take something special to conquer the world, to overcome all its lies, all its obstacles. Scripture says, Messiah will come forth saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. I've not turned back the rebellious ways, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. Behold, in my rebuke, I drive the seas. In other words, all the boundaries of all the nations. In other words, I expose wherever men have been subject to any manner of lesser mindscape, that men might be free. But brothers and sisters, no one else but one who has discerned beyond all illusions, seen beyond all these obstacles, can be the confirming seal that men should trust that they indeed, my brothers and sisters, see again the way of peace beyond all worldly contention. Did the churches desire to tell you this? I think about such scriptures, the one in scripture said all the law and the prophets were until John, but who was John to herald in terms of declaring who was to come. The scriptures even go as far as to tell us that as Yohanan was the Elijah who was to come, he said Elijah does indeed in the time of the restoration. Eliyahu, the one called, like, you know, the voice crying in the wilderness, does come, he said, in the time of restoration, in the time of restitution of all things. Well, but he heralds, my brothers and sisters, the one who has the power and the authority from the Most High to say who has and who has not attained this conscience. And how can anyone, my brothers and sisters, say that they have attained that conscience and they could not accept him? Those who accept his testimony, he says, have overcome the illusions of the world. One scripture talks about the idea, this is the faith that overcomes, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. How about faith that there's one who comes as Messiah, Savior, Curdy, the bright morning star, because he comes to see past every lie, every misrepresentation, to show man again what truly is the way of the Most High. If they don't tell you, my brothers and sisters, your leaders have not told you to expect one who will reprove all the rulers, as the scripture says, even though he comes suddenly, unexpectedly, in a manner, and teaching a doctrine that the people had not heard. Read Isaiah 28 and understand. It said, even so, come Lord Yeshua. What it means, my brothers and sisters, that you should be more concerned about the truth that will manifest the kingdom even than your own soul. And if you're more concerned about your own personal pride than the manifestation of that kingdom, you don't belong.
90 seconds.
I can only tell you, when the Most High first showed it to me, I thought it was something far, far beyond anything that I could ever be offered. That would be so favored to be offered. And I was more concerned at that time about the Most High being pleased, because I told him, I said, it doesn't make any difference what happens to me. If something like that so beautiful can be, I just simply asked, let me help. He told me if I could say such a thing. And meaning, like I said, he said, my son is going to be all right. I'll never forget
60
that. 60
seconds.
Nor could I ever. One called the angel from the rising sun in Revelation 7:2 says he had the seal of living Yah. Those who would serve Yah, my brothers and sisters, prefer all righteousness, no subdivision of unrighteousness. They seek beyond the marks of the beast, the standards of the various nations, who refuse to reason fully as one. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters, because I'm telling you now, whoever bears a doctrine that does not have the expectation of one called the King of the East, Shiloh, one who I often speak of called the Kurdi, whoever does not have the doctrine that does not have that expectation, his words are not complete. And the scripture says,
10 seconds.
They have not the morning star. They have no light in them, meaning that they do not know him, have not known Yeshua as he is. That might be a shocking word for many to accept, but my brothers and sisters, it's just simply the truth. Article on my website, I'll try to see if I can put it up in the chat. New set of facts that I say bear investigation. I'll just go ahead and tell you, because it looks like it might be a little after the chat for some of us. There's a new article on my website, Secrets of the Morning Star, bears much to be examined. The adversary has claimed to be the light that casts out all the darkness and exposes all else as darkness. But my brothers and sisters, he is darkness. Remember, scripture says Satan's ministers come as angels of light. Many have not seen that exceeding light, so they presume what they have seen to be sufficient. But when the exceeding light comes, the scriptures talk about him again. It says, those who dwell in darkness have seen a great light. The word for that light again is the morning star. They've seen the light that casts out all the darkness and exposes all else as darkness. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that the sun has a light, a greater glory that exceeds the moon and stars. Messiah comes like that great light, my brothers and sisters, that shows everything else that did not shine so brightly to still be a lesser. Some are going to call it a lesser light. The scripture says the true light has no variable or shadow of changing in it. Meaning that it was proved that everything else that people thought they knew was not the divine vibration. I said was not the divine vibration. Article on my website, as I told you before, www.hiddengospel.com. I think you might find it there under secret dash of dash the morning star. Blessed are those, I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, will understand. Because those who seek the fullness of the testimony are those who will escape wrath. When it talks about the angel from the rising sun having the seal of the living Yah, this is the one who says, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, to seal the servants of Yah upon their brows. Well, that's also the one the scripture says who bears the seal, that if men have it, they shall escape the wrath that is to come. You ever stop to consider, my brother and sister, the one who has the seal then of protection. He didn't say that anyone would be protected who would seek to preserve any of the unrighteousness that is among the nations. In fact, the very first prophecy concerning Messiah in the book of Numbers said he would destroy those who seek to preserve the ways of the city, meaning he would seek to destroy any vessel or any person that ultimately seeks to preserve the lie that would be a contaminant in this earth against the full awakening of his people. Did they tell you that about Messiah? Read Numbers 24:14-17-19 and ask the question, who is Moab today? Who are the children of Shem? Moab, my brothers and sisters, is that people that refused to see the fullness of all the Most High declared as a covenant, seeking to establish strange gods and illusions among the people that they do not claim the promise. My brothers and sisters, every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. The one called the Kurdi, Morning Star, Shiloh, unto whom all the nations should gather, the one unto whom it belongs, we declare an absolute word. If you don't look for Messiah, my brothers and sisters, declare an absolute word, what do you expect him to bring? A lie and confusion? You think the word from the beginning was contaminated? Diverse like what we see today? Scripture says those who kept his covenant lightly. Did he say his covenant was partial or polluted? He said it reproved them for all their sins. How about for every misallegiance and every false word? In fact, Messiah said it, Matthew 12:36. For every foolish word, an idle word, a stagnating word that a man speaks, he will give account of it, account for it in the judgment. If they didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, the need to seek an absolute, because Messiah said that no one's word, not seeking perfect firmity, will survive, then so many of my brothers and sisters are satisfied with all the divisions they see in the world, with the multitude of denominations, actually believing somehow there could be salvation. It's absolutely, simply, is not possible. For blessed are they who will discern better. For the time to discern, this is now. I can only tell you that the secret city prophecies concerning the city of destruction that will expose every lie this world has told. That occurrence, my brothers and sisters, from which the Most High should rebuke a whole world for all its perversions against the truth. That prophecy, look at the article on my website, Secret City Prophecy, is not for those who believe, but to convince unto righteousness those who do not. There's a reason why the Most High said he would seal someone with his name. If he said he's sealing with his name, it means he's sealing with the knowledge of his covenant. Messiah comes saying, from the body of my mother, they may mention my name. Confirm that I, as heir of righteousness, The one the Most High said is Aaron, to whom righteousness belongs. He says, made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. It means it's a pure, complete word that discerns the thoughts and intents of every heart. A word that's meant to bring true Israel back to him. What did he say true about true Israel? And it's up in Nehemiah 3:13, a people that speaks no lies and do no iniquity. For those who want to walk after all righteousness will follow him. For those who want compromise will refuse. Those who want the absolute word of Yah, follow him. Those who want the preservation of confusion after self will. But not. It'd be just that simple in so many ways. I tell you now, as I said before, no one will be confirmed for the Most High does not look forward to one who brings an absolute truth. Because not to seek an absolute truth, my brothers and sisters, is to love a lie. Blessed they will understand that. Will not be captured, my brothers and sisters, by any variant standard less than the fullness of what the Most High declared. Those who love the light, my brothers and sisters, will come to that more brilliant light. But some, my brothers and sisters, prefer to walk after those who claim to walk in the light, that their iniquities still yet be left unseen. But they have loved darkness more than light. For the day comes, my brothers and sisters, no one will be able to hide. That's the reason why Messiah said, be watchful. Be watchful. For the Son of Man comes at a time you need to expect. It means also, my brothers and sisters, he comes with the truth. A dimension of truth that men did not expect. Question who's prepared to hear it. For the scriptures already told us in advance that the leaders had not taught the gospel. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, men Adam Yahav Covenant Remembrance Ministries, unto his might, unto his honor, and unto the praise of the Most High, always. I thank him indeed for what he brings, that we might discern, in fact, the fullness of the truth. No longer subject to the false prophets, who teach a partial word. But now, in discerning what is missing, we can discern those who speak with partiality and those who speak after the Holy Spirit. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. And unto his might and unto his honor and his praise always, thanking him that we now can see the missing link that will decide between godliness and ungodliness, righteousness and unrighteousness, justice and injustice, that we might separate ourselves and seek the greater truth. But the scripture says those who believe in him and give him power to become sons of Yah. You need to read that, my brothers and sisters, in the book of John, first chapter. Compare it to the scripture saying, this one called the Kurdi, the righteous one like the rising sun, will come saying, keep silence before me, O ye out of them, I renew their strength. Let them discern beyond all the unrighteousness of their rulers, that they might become one people. Because mankind, my brothers and sisters, is subject to a multitude of different rulerships and different nations, different kings and different denominations under different pulpits and different denominations and pastors, have not been one strong people, but a people divided. The Most High wants his people to be renewed under strength. And the only way that can be, my brothers and sisters, is they have to be converted to discern beyond all the miscreant teachings of this world. That they come in all things true unto Yah and Yah himself. Blessedly, Yah himself alone. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, finally, this is Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Bring it to remembrance all that has been forgotten, for that's what the Spirit, the Most High, does. Now thank the Most High unto his might and his honor and his praise. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, always. Hallelujah! And I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. I thank the Most High for every year he brings near, that we hear and understand. The time to see beyond all the schemes that the rulers have put into effect against your understanding. The time to see beyond all those schemes. Well, the scripture says, why do the nations rage contentious? If you get my point. Argumentative, contradicted. Imagine in vain things that can never bring peace. Everybody reading the word but not giving one understanding. Why do the nations rage and people imagine vain things? Because the kings of the earth, the leaders, have misdirected the people, misled the people, taken counsel against the Most High, contrived a multitude of lies against your understanding. Against the Most High and against his anointed. Who will understand, brothers and sisters, prepare for the day? The scripture says, the Most High shall mocketh them and have them in sore derision, and declare and expose them in all their confusion. The Messiah says, the Most High said to me, you are my son. This day I've begotten thee. Ask of me and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. Be wise, O kings, be instructed, O judges of the earth. Means what they call light, but actually darkness. Be instructed. Be wise, O kings, be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the sun lest he be angry, and you perish from his way, while his wrath is kindled but a little. Everything that pretends to be light, my brothers and sisters, but is still yet an institution that preserves the darkness. He must destroy that men finally be free. Blessed be the day, my brothers and sisters, for men will see no more reason to seek to preserve any of these illusions.